This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola on Saturday said those responsible for war crimes committed in Ukraine need to pay.
It is no longer a matter of how, it is a matter of when. And even now that we see already the cases that are being prosecuted in Ukraine, the information that is being gathered by different member states, by the United States, by the United Kingdom, it is about bringing persons accountable, including Vladimir Putin, to justice. Without that, we will not have peace.
The president of the European Parliament visited the western Ukrainian city of Lviv on Saturday as a three-day war crimes conference was being held there. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said on Saturday talks were ongoing with Iran on two sets of important matters, including the science sector, and there was great expectation about the process.
There is a great expectation about our joint work in order to move forward in the issues that Iran and the agency are working on to clarify and to bring credible assurances about the nuclear program in Iran.
Rafael Grossi began meetings in Tehran on Friday that diplomats said were meant to push Iran to cooperate with an IAEA investigation into uranium traces found at undeclared sites that had been enriched close to nuclear weapons grade. Residents searched through the remains of their charred homes Saturday as an Indonesian state energy firm apologized for a fire at a Jakarta fuel storage depot. It said killed at least 18 people, including two children. Dozens were also injured, and police said three people were still missing after Friday night's blaze at a depot in North Jakarta. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.